We know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
On a mission of mercy.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Here we go!
I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you! That's my name! You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name. Only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A, B, C. A always, B, B, C closing. Always be closing. Always be closing.
Yeah.
AIDA, attention, interest, decision, action. Attention, do I have your attention? Interest, are you interested? I know you are, because it's fuck or walk. You close or you hit the bricks. Decision, have you made your decision for Christ? AIDA, get out there. You got the prospects coming in. You think they came in to get out of the rain? Guy don't walk on the lot lest he wants to buy. He's sitting out there waiting to give you their money. Are you gonna take it? Are you mad enough to take it?
Tell me you love me.
Oh, have I got your attention now? Good. Laughing now. I made $970,000 last year. How much you make? You see, pal, that's who I am, and you're nothing. Nice guy? I don't give a shit. Good father? Fuck you. Go home and play with your kids. You want to work here? Close. Think this is abuse? You think this is abuse, you cocksucker? You can't take this. How can you take the abuse you get on a shit? You don't like it? Leave. I can go out there tonight. The materials you got, make myself $15,000. Tonight, in 2 hours.
Go and do likewise, gents. Money's out there. You pick it up, it's yours. You don't, I got no sympathy for you. You want to go out on those sits tonight and close? Close, it's yours. Not, you're going to be shining my shoes. And you know what you'll be saying? Bunch of losers sitting around in the bar. Oh, yeah. I used to be a salesman. It's a tough racket.
I wish you good luck, but you wouldn't know what to do with it if you got it.
Tell me you love me.
You think I'm fucking with you? I am not fucking with you.
I fucked up. I forgot it was 9/11, and I complained about the national anthem.
Yeah, you did.
I'm a bad American.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
I'm calling myself out. Just cancel me. That's it for me.
Now.
I've had a good run. I've enjoyed hosting this podcast. For the purposes of my funeral, I have the national anthem in the background. I'll still be forced to listen to it before every hockey game and majority of the football games that I watch because I tune in too early. That's alright. What are you gonna do?
Fruit
roll-ups. We got fruit roll-ups. We got Blue Rhino in the bong. This lady's singing her heart out.
I was eating. Oh, caramel, lick cold brew, M&M's. Tank. How you like them?
They're odd. The caramel, it's like a slight aftertaste of coffee. It's weird.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I got you the big bag because I like, you know, what the fuck.
I like it a lot. My stomach hurts. I ate too many.
I'm going to be hurting tomorrow. You know what, though? That's part of being a goddamn American, son of a bitch. Is complaining about the fucking national anthem. That's what you're supposed to do. It's a part of living in a free country is all about. So douchebags like me can sit here and do that.
And not promoting Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, no. I fuck.
Danny DeVito.
DeVito, yeah.
You know what's funny? This time.
The comedians are fucking him up. Like, shut up. You know you go to a fucking deli. Don't act like you'd be going to Jersey Mike's. You ain't never been in there. They were killing him. I thought it was funny. I do like Jersey Mike's, though. I'm not going to lie. Up here, they're not fucking around. There's a Jersey Mike's with a Taco Bell behind it. Are you fucking kidding me?
No, that one makes a good Italian.
Do they? Yeah. They're probably fucking crazy expensive. Yo, it was like $10 for a small. That's like a quarter of a sub, if you didn't know. Because they pulled the whole roll out, and they're like, you only want this much? Here you go, peasant. You can have a quarter of a sandwich that you can afford. You can't fuck with Boar's Head cold cuts, I'm saying that right now. I know Jersey Mike's uses Thumans, but you can't fuck with Boar's Head. It's not happening.
No.
There's no fucking way. That shit's...
Land O'Lakes. Deli cheese.
That shit's $15 a pound, son.
Mm.
It's ridiculous.
Worth it.
But it's worth it. Yeah, if you want to fucking cut corners, if you want to cut corners and have a trash sandwich, that's your business. Hillshire Farms, Wawa, I'm looking at you. I know a fucking shitty sandwich when I see one, bro. That's Hillshire Farms all day. No meat. That's what the fucking slogan should be.
We have the meat.
Yeah. I know it's go meat. I was doing a bit. Say what now?
Say what?
I'm sorry. We entered the White House press conference all of a sudden. Come on. They're still doing this bachelor thing?
Yep.
Didn't some guy blow his brains out? Now they're going with old people. The president's fucking old. This guy's like, dude, she looks like Oprah. Get the fuck out of here. Skinny Oprah. Dude, like, come on, man. Any of these ladies could be my fucking mom. Get out of here. I'm watching this? No fucking way. The Golden Bachelor. You don't sit your goosey ass down.
Yeah, goosey.
Yeah, NFL Sunday ticket for $400. You can keep that shit, YouTube. Are you out of your fucking mind, man?
It's for YouTube. But you got dumbass people out there paying.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yes?
Yep. I won't be one of them. Hulu, you're on thin ice. I just want to let you know that. You're fucking bugging out, paying $18. Charging $18, rather. Alright, I can do without the fucking country music now. Come on, dude.
Are you gonna tell the people about the Eagles anthem song you heard today?
Oh, shit, yeah. You love that shit?
I didn't know they had it in.
I didn't know either. Big Jay Oakerson put me on. Fly, Eagles, fly. That shit's ridiculous. Oh, man. That's the best. I love when he sings along to it. He busts Dan's balls all the time. Now he gets to bust Bobby's balls. But I get to enjoy it because I fucking hate the Patriots. Fuck the goddamn New England Patriots all day, every day. And that's how I feel on the inside. Fuck Tom Brady and his Hall of Fame honor ring he got yesterday, whatever it was they were doing.
He was just on the TV. He's a sports announcer.
Yo, is he?
He's
going to
be on the halftime show.
Well, good for him, bro. Making money. I'm not mad at the guy. He's fucking good at his job. That's why I hate him. I'm supposed to. It's in my division. Come on, buddies. I'm saying, I hope.
Take it away, Johnny.
I don't want to jinx it. I have my thoughts of what I think it could be. I'm hoping it's Jets by 3. I'm hoping. We'll see. Under 40, that's my guess. Yeah, but we got defense, guy. Let's see where you're running when Quentin Williams is coming for you. Whatever his fucking name is. He knows who he is. That guy's a fucking monster. There he is right there, 95. What's up? He's coming, bro. Watch it. Get ready. There he goes. There he goes. Bro, we're right there. Right there. Look at, he's pissed already. He's fucking pissed already, bro. Why you touching me like that? Welcome to new fucking New Jersey. New Jersey. That's where they play. I'm claiming it.
Hey.
All right, come on, man. Yo, can I just say for the record that Tony Romo is fucking hard to listen to. Troy Aikman knows the fuck he's doing. Tony Romo is a rough listen as far as a fucking sports announcer is concerned. Where you going, dude? Where are you going? 3 yards. You're welcome. That's all you could take. That's all you could take. Holy shit. Oh my god. Yo. You're banned from the kitchen forever. 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 Alright, let's see what's up then. Let's see what's up then. Are they gonna fucking get there first? Let's see what's up then. Come on. Come on, boys. Come on, boys. I like it. I like it. I like it. We're not getting excited yet. Let's calm the fuck down. Mm-hmm. I like it. That's right. Oh. I like the fire. Let's see it consistent throughout the game. Come on. Oh, nice. I've been watching him on Hard Knocks. I'm glad they picked Smart back up and put him on the practice squad. We need that man on our fucking side, bro. You don't want that guy in another team. He's a bad motherfucker. Don't get it confused. Visiting Green Bay East, I don't appreciate that sign. You can take that sign down, sir. That's what they're going to say, but that's all right. You Packers fans can fucking claim whatever you want. I like cheese.
And take your balls and go home?
All I'm saying is people from all around the world, come the fuck on. Look at my man go, yo. Stop it. Come the fuck on. Who's that? Is that Hall or Cook? Come on. That's my fucking guy. Yo, I follow him on Instagram. That's a bad motherfucker right there. You gotta be bad to get me to follow you outside of the team.
You gotta be
bad. Yeah. Vaynerchuk from the Devils, because he's a bad motherfucker.
He's a bad motherfucker. Here he goes. He's already on it.
I bought it. Come on.
Already on it.
Come on. Oh, shit.
There we go.
They said, damn, Smokey. Look at him go, though.
Look at him go.
He ain't a spring chicken, but he still moves. Come on. Come on. That's all right. We're doing the damn thing.
Doing the damn thing.
Yeah. He's still moving. That's for everybody that said he's washed up. Look at him. I'm still on my feet. That ayahuasca giving me strength, boy. Don't sweat the technique. I think I need a dark room.
Wow.
Get it off, bro. Oh, that's ugly. I don't like that. All right, well, at least you don't get fined real money for a hold. Come on, we went over the rule book. That didn't come out yet, but it will. When I figure out what episode it's connected to. Because we did like three in 3 hours. Maui Wowie in the joint. Blue Rondo in the bong. Come on. I think this is going to be a low scoring game. Relatively.
Oh no, Daddy just died. Don't die, Daddy. After spending 3 years
with the Rams. That's all right. Yo, that's it. We're done for? Is that what you're telling me already?
Loving.
How whack would that be? He got tackled one time and now he's out.
Who?
Rodgers. Let's see. Are we fucked or what? Ah, shit. That might have been the ankle right there, man. Because look at how far over he's trying to turn. Ah, never mind. He's coming out of the game. Oh. We still got fucking, what's his name? Somebody. Boyle, I think. Ugh, that's no good. We might be fucked now.
He's out of the game?
Standard procedure, that's it. Gotta protect your golden goose. They spent a lot of money on that guy. Look at this dude fucking hot right now. Seriously? Bro, why you put... Wilson should have been third. Honestly, I think...
Wilson!
But, let's see. All he's gotta do is get the fucking ball off. That's literally it, man. It's your only fucking job, guy. Everybody else is good enough to get this shit done. Well, let's see what a couple of months under Aaron Rodgers' tutelage will do for you, dude. Because you didn't look so hot last year. Come on, bro. There you go. That's all right. At least it's complete. That's the bar at this point. Bro, I'm telling you, man. Between the other two guys, we should be able to do something. I'm not even concerned. You had to figure that there's a good chance that Aaron was going to get hurt at some point during the season. You had to have figured that. It's fucking law of averages would almost demand it. So, I'm not fucking all worked up right now. The season's over. You might be fucked for the game. Because, you know, if our fucking quarterback can't get the ball to our receivers, then whatever our defense is going to do doesn't mean shit. Bro, the 50s are not his number, man. 55 from the Giants. Him and that guy got into it. 56 from this fucking team, whoever they are, the Bills. Don't do drugs. Got him wrapped up already. I don't know, man. I think we got a good fucking team. And it's not just because Aaron Rodgers is on it. Aaron Rodgers is like the cherry on top of the sundae, man. Between the other kid that I've seen in preseason, like, I like that dude. I think he's all right. He's not bad. I think he's the same. Bro, the reverse of that is infuriating. When you get undermined, man. It's like I could fucking strangle you right now, bro. Like, don't try to... You know what? My mom is famous for doing that shit with the dog or the cat. The dog would do something fucking ridiculously wild that it knows it's not supposed to do. My mom be like, don't yell at her. It's just a dog. She doesn't mean it. Fuck you, she don't. She knows what she's doing. She's working you because that's what you think. She knows that.
No score, second possession for the Bills upcoming. Still waiting for word on what exactly the injury is for Aaron Rodgers.
All right, great, bro. We'll get it eventually. Let's fucking go back to this damn game, man. The memes are already getting made as we speak.
Yep.
They're already getting made. It's going to be 100 ones with his dead eyes and a leg cast and a fire and garbage can. Garbage can on fire, even. Instead of Denzel Washington, it's going to be a garbage can. What is this now? Ah, better than us. Come on. It's precaution, bro. Even if it isn't bad. Come on. Keep your head in the fucking game, motherfucker. That chain is ridiculous. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Oh, shit. He's right there. Wrap him up. Yeah, there you go. Look at it. Right by the line of scrimmage. He didn't get far. Third and nine, we're on now. What are they going to do offensively? That's what I want to know. Yeah, so he's out, bro. We ain't seeing him until I have time, and probably not. So, it's like,
I guarantee you, you're like mom the asshole. I guarantee you're not. I'm with his.
Bro, are you serious, dude? What the fuck was that? Yo, did the defense go out to lunch? Were they watching? Were they waving Aaron Rodgers off in the cart? What happened? Look at this. Wide open. Look at it. Excuse me, I'll just go right through here. Nobody's watching me. Fucking idiots, bro. You're fired. Yeah. Y'all didn't watch film on this? Come on, son. Get it together. Hey, that's much better. Jesus. You know what, though? That's going to happen. The guy's going to remind you who he is and what he does if you give him the opportunity to do it. This is what's going to happen. All right, come on, bro. The good thing about this shit is every down you get a chance to redeem yourself or dig the hole deeper. That's all right, though. At least somebody was on him. Somebody was on him. Yeah, look at that, bro. Their blocking is on point, dude. They're doing their jobs. It's what's supposed to happen. How are you going to be mad at that? All right, come on, bro. Oh, shit. That guy was fighting. He was trying to get out. I want my man to get him at least one time. Come on, give him one sack. He had 12 last year. No, he's walking on it. It ain't broken. That's cool. Alright, so we're out with an ankle. Yeah. Question is, does the rest of the team just give up now? And they go, alright, well, he's out. I guess that's it for us.
He's out for the season?
Maybe. His return is questionable. All right, there it is. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
All right, can we get all of them? They're all like $40.
All together or each?
Each.
Ah.
This is 100 for three of them. Clue, Scrabble, and Monopoly, $109.
I mean, it's cool. It's definitely worth it.
This one is sorry.
Shoots and ladders.
Shoots and ladders and candy.
Candy land. Land.
Currently not available.
Ooh. All right, the defense is still showing up. I like it. I like it. Yo, we got Smart over there somewhere, don't we? I think he's on defense. Come on, he's asking you to just rob him. Yo, they leave their pocket open sometimes, man. We could just slip right in there. Like a dress sock. Knock it off.
I was talking to Rosie last night. He said, four down, you go for it. That's how it's the rules now in the NFL. It doesn't matter what the down and distance or what the distance is, you go for it. But Sean McDermott, he's on the road opening night. Points are going to be hard to come by in this one. Take it when you got it. 4-yard drive for Tyler Bass. And Bass knocks it through.
It's all right. They got a field goal. It's not the end of the world. Who's concerned? I'm not. You shouldn't be. If you're the Bills, you shouldn't be overly confident right now. Not yet. He is the fucking man. He's so in the world of what he does, he don't have time to be fucking worried about who a Kardashian is. I've never seen that before.
I want it.
Come on, boy. He's fast. My man's fast. What the fuck was that? Bro, intentional grounding, that looked like. That's how bad that was.
Looks like an ineligible man downfield is going to be the call. They threw it at the feet of Mekhi Becton. Carl Sheffers is our referee. As he tries to sort through this, the pass was incomplete.
77?
Ineligible downfield, number 77. Offense,
5-yard
penalty. Repeat first down.
What the fuck
are
you doing, man?
And he pulled it thinking he didn't like the look after he decided not to hand it off. And those, you know, the balls, it's got to come out quick. He certainly recognized that, but there's a look at it. He doesn't like the run look. He's going to then throw it out quick, but then there was congestion out there to his right as well.
Oh, bro.
Trying to avoid that. Could have been intentional grounding, could have, or a legal man downfield. Mekhi Becton has missed 33 in the past 34 games. Twice surgically repaired right knee.
For real? We're getting stupid.
Considering the difference between the way Zach Wilson does it and Aaron Rodgers. Here is Cook out on the edge. dropped almost immediately by Micah Hyde, and he still gets to the 20. Bills have declined the penalty on the ineligible.
Easy, easy.
Then the full start.
Don't get ejected, yo.
Pickup, and it's gonna be third down.
That's a big check.
And you just gotta be smart down here. Your defense is outstanding.
Come on, dog. You just got to throw it a little bit. No. Nope. Oh, shit. Come on. Make me eat my words. I didn't think he was going to be able to do that.
That's a good job by Zach Wilson, because what Buffalo likes to do is disguise coverage. He's going to go back. You got the safeties going to a two-deep look. It's zone coverage. Third and long, and Al Lazard, he sits right in that hole within that zone. That's perfect.
You seen that shit pop?
Zach Wilson recognizing what they were doing.
He almost dropped that. I tripped. Yeah, but he tripped up, bro. If he gets a hole, he's fucking out.
Surgery in February, and he's only practiced the last 2 weeks, but he picked it up fast. And here he gains 5. Here's the chronology. Played the last 6 years with Minnesota.
He's fucking bad.
1,300 plus scrimmage yards.
I can't believe he's on the Jets.
In each of the last 4 seasons.
Should have got rid of that shit.
And this good Buffalo Bills defense flexing. And Jordan Phillips gets the sack. Fourth down, we get back through one quarter.
Switch him out, bro. What you gotta lose? About you, but in my humble opinion, it's been a long time since the MTV Music Awards has been music's biggest night. I would argue the Country Music Awards would have heat with them words, because they seem to be doing numbers now. The next one took over.
We love our house. The outdoor space is great, but we do have a base of weeds.
I think
you're right.
Bro. You imagine if you had to fight weeds in your front yard? We'd probably be fucking Ninja Warriors. The Shogun and the Wu-Tang.
About to start the second quarter here in East Rutherford with a 3-0 Buffalo lead. The Bills about to get the ball back with Morstead getting set to punt. Deontay Hardy waiting for the Bills.
Come on.
And a fair catch by Hardy at the 29. During the break, Lisa Salters caught up with Robert Sala.
Thank you, Joe. Robert, what can you tell us about Aaron Rodgers' injury and his status?
He's dealing with an ankle right now. We're getting him checked out. We'll know a little bit more later.
Bro, we're fucking dicks. That's it. We're done. That's a wrap.
Obviously, Aaron's a big part of that, but we still have to
No, bro. I'm telling you, switch the other dude out with Wilson. And let's see what the fuck is happening. Take that man down. That was a fumble, sir. That should have been a touchdown in our favor. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
October 19th is when Fear of the Walking Dead starts to happen.
Oh, shit.
Sure. 6 more episodes.
In this case, it does not. DJ Reed was there to knock it out. And Carl Sheffers will alert the crowd.
There's no challenge on the play due to the ruling of forward progress. Second half of the challenge.
All right, so that means that it didn't count as a fumble. So there's no need to challenge it.
Nice job by the crew.
Done.
So second down and 12 after
they got
play,
fucked there, pal. That should have been 7 for us, but it's okay.
It was a really good corner in his own right, playing across from the NFL's defensive rookie, the Air Sauce Gardner. Took it away, but progress hasn't stopped.
Right on, that's right.
Quincy Williams with a tackle immediately on James Cook, and a gain of just 4. They're mixing up some coverages. They're giving some different looks to Josh Allen. At times they've brought pressure and they've been able to confuse him enough. And then, as we've grown accustomed to seeing,
that's what I like. I think we got a shot still, even without Aaron Rodgers. We could still do something. It might not be a Super Bowl run, dude. We could do something. Who's to say it couldn't be? Crazier shit has happened. Oh, shit. Come on, bro. Ah! That's what's up.
No more Walking Dead.
That's it, right? This is it.
No, season 12 is not.
Oh, they're not doing it?
No. Season 11 was our last season.
And basically just as good as a punt. As Josh Allen let it fly, the Jets will take over on the interception by Whitehead.
All right, Whitehead, come on. Now, can we move the fucking ball on the offensive is the question. The question has not been the defense. The defense, we know, is solid. It's not the fucking problem, but you can't win a game with half of the fucking team. I wasn't alive, I don't think, when the Bears did it. With, whoever they did it with, I don't know. I couldn't tell you a single person on that fucking team, because I'm not into football like that. I like that dude. He's good. Everything I've seen him in, he kills it, so he's alright. I heard that show is terrible. The Borders show. Bing is trying to make a comeback.
Yeah, they are.
Bing wants a tip I can make with lots of my fridge. Big cheesy cauliflower tip.
What? Yo, we're taking pictures of our refrigerators and being like, hey, what can I make with what's in here? Not a whole lot with Kool-Aid and butter, my guy. Go to the store, you broke motherfucker. That's what Siri would say to me.
I always wonder, is it real? It's been
Is that catnip in your refrigerator? What the fuck are you thinking about, dude? Are you hurting that bad for weeds? No, it's not for me. It's not like that. Keep it fresh in there. It's like a fuck. It's like a oregano, no? Who sticks that in the fridge? You worry about you. I'll worry about me.
Worry about yourself.
Yeah. I got a spice cabinet. Alright, come on now. I don't like the placement, but I'll take it. Give my man a hole and he's fucking out, son. You ain't catching that guy. You ain't catching that guy. Get the fuck out of here. Alright, never mind. Never mind. Yo. Stop it. Yeah. What happened? Fantasy leagues are going to be on point this year with this guy. Just give me the light. That's what the man said, and I'm out. Oh, look at him go. I love it. They can't believe it. That's all right.
You know, there's one small thing, and I guess it's small, but to the Jets' offense, it's big. They've worked with Aaron Rodgers, the starting offense, throughout the majority of camp. Zach Wilson's been working with the second-teamers. The cadence is such a big deal for Aaron Rodgers, and now having to get used to Zach Wilson, we've already seen one false start. It's something to file away here tonight.
No question, against a really good defensive front, too, and we've seen them already be able to apply pressure.
Look, he's trying to move, bro, both of them. If you give them the chance, they're fucking out. But this guy can't find a hole.
And he's not comfortable exactly when the ball's going to be coming up because he's been working with Rodgers throughout camp. It affects him, no question.
Still, you could see it, dude. He gets the opportunity, it's a fucking wrap. Look, you ain't never seen this watching the fucking Jets, dude. They're on the 10? Are you serious? The other way? For real?
I don't know.
Get rid of it, dude. Or run, motherfucker. Go! What are you doing? Bro, you're killing me. He could have just cut right there. Just slid for the first. Now you're gonna settle for the 3. Come on, bro. There's the whole run to it. Right there, you could have juked and slid for it, man. He's not the guy. He doesn't fucking... He don't have the vision. I don't think. I'm not a fucking ESPN analyst, but I'm saying I don't think the kid has the vision. That's all I'm saying. Come on, 3-3, what the fuck is good in the hood? And no Aaron Rodgers, and we're still hanging, what's up? For $400. Yeah, $100 for each game. You can keep that, bro. I'm all good. I got my SiriusXM to listen to the fucking game. I'll do that. Old school. I can handle it. We know what happened. I seen it. I was here. I watched it in real time.
Aaron had to be carted off the field, got out into the dressing room to get looked at with a walking boot on that left foot and ankle. gone in. One drive, he took four snaps, he went 0-for-1. For the Jets and their fans, they're thinking, not again. At 99, they're coming off an AFC champ game. Vinny Testaverde suffered a season-ending ruptured Achilles at home against the Patriots in the opener. 0-3, they're coming off a divisional playoff series. Jack Pennington suffered a dislocated and fractured left wrist against the Giants in the preseason. And Aaron Rodgers gets in for one possession. And down he goes, and you just have to hope that it's the ankle, and it's something he can bounce back from. Who knows? From the 25, Allen. Play made. And there it is, Quinnen Williams. The big man in the middle. The all-pro on a loss of 5.
Told you he'd be here.
They're trying to crash down on Quinnen Williams with Deion Dawkins, the left tackle, and it's just asking a lot. And so he's able to get up the field and get some penetration. Quinnen Williams is one of those outstanding defensive tackles. He's in the category with Aaron Donald and Chris Jones. Congratulations, Chris Jones. I know he just got his new contract. Quinnen Williams got one this offseason as well. Which takes. Tackles massive takes. He's going to pick up a push down. Sauce Gardner couldn't bring it down. Diggs fought his way and picked up 18.
Pretty good matchup between those two guys. The Jets do not bluff. They play their side. So you're going to see Sauce Gardner over there on this left side. It's not hard to find. That's where he's going to be pretty much all night long. But the tough competitor as is Diggs. Diggs gets him on that play.
He's got live feed of Aaron Rodgers in the dressing rooms. You can come and get some. Oh shit, knock it off. Come on. Take him out. Yeah, he's out, bro. If he comes back, maybe after game 5, they'll bring him back. They'll bring him back when it matters. They're not going to let him get hurt in games that don't mean shit. I'm not a coach, but you mark my fucking words, guy. We'll see Rodgers after game 5. Oh, come on, bro. He was handing you the ball. And you let him fucking run away with it. He was handing it to you. Nobody grabbed it. Oh. Fuck.
And tries to make the tackle, but you get the first down. But you can see the respect that Josh Allen has paying Sauce Gardner.
That's right, you should. Come on now, come on now.
A 12-yard run by James Cook over the right side.
Oh, like holding on somebody. Oh shit, come on. That's my fucking man.
James Cook, who ran for just under 6 yards a carry as a rookie, main man now. Rushing yards have been hard to come by for Buffalo against this group. Going back to last year, in fact, in both of those games, Josh Allen was the leading rusher. And both of them, they threw it with a light box. Two safeties back here. And yet they're able to still play the run.
Oh shit, that was nice. You can't even be mad at that. That was nice. Oh. The good news is the minor fuck-ups are the only reason why they're moving at all. So they tighten this shit up. You're gonna have to really fight for it, man. Ah, shit, come on. See if we can squeeze these last plays in. Come on, get that man. Get that man. Don't let him. Ah, damn it. Nope, he's in. They got him. He got you. He outran you. You're done. Bro, he was over. Are you fucking joking right now? Yo, he was... Well, he's right in the middle of it, I suppose. Yeah, let it stand. Fuck it, come on. Well, here we go. Let's see what we do about it. All right, man, let's see what this fucking Wilson's gonna do. I want to see something, dude. I want to see it happen.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, like 2x miles on every purchase.
No, it's canceling. You're being too loud. Thank you.
Good choice.
Dude, when does it end with these fucking commercials, bro? What is happening with these name brands? Bowling, Basket, Good and Gather. Who comes up with this shit? If it's at Target, it's out of my price range, man. That place is fucking expensive. It's just an ankle. You get the same guy for an hour, basically. Here I am at 6. Here's a knockoff for me at 6:30. Well, that just threw an hour. I cut out the middle man. The stud dicks need work too.
Trust yourself. You're using Goya. If it's Goya, it has to be good.
Empanada dough? Maybe. Maybe. Yeah? Let's see what we fucking do about it. Come on. Let's fucking go. Yes! Come on. That's right. I like it. Gators. I don't watch college football. Nope. I don't watch college football, dude. I'm not doing it. I'll be doing something else. Come on now. Wilson! Let's see it, Boss Hog. Yo! You heard that? I heard that. That was ugly. Bro, he's not gonna move. Bro, I'm telling you, you put a mobile, even though they're not, I know they're not supposed to leave the pocket. You put a mobile quarterback, you put a fucking RG3 in this game right now, and the Bills are fucking smoked, kid. Alright, come on. Yo, our run is serious, bro, but we need to get that pass off. It can't be one-dimensional. They know we're stacked in the running game. Oh, shit, he took two cats out with him. Yeah, he looks good now. Come on, come on, come on. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Oh, no, that's terrible. Right to him, dude. Bro, this guy's playing for the other team. Bro, this kid sucks. If this guy stays in this game, it's a wrap for us. Take this cat out. I don't know what they need to see from this guy. He's not gonna do it. He's paying for that, by the way. That's a chargeable offense by the NFL. Look, right to the man, man. Right to him. Bench this fucking guy, dude. I'm telling you right now, if it's up to this kid, we're not making the playoffs, guy. It's not happening. So fucking shelf your hopes and dreams. Aaron Rodgers, not a spring chicken, dude. We should take him out for the games that matter before the playoffs. Have that Boyle kid play first. Wherever we get, we get. I'm really happy I got some good weed, because I'm going to need a strong strain to go to bed after this fucking horror show that I'm watching unfold before my eyes. That's alright, though. I kind of figured this is why I didn't get excited, dude. I saw this possibility coming. All I know is Hulu better be coming out with some better shows. Because I'm not paying $18 a month to watch the fucking Old Man Bachelor. To watch the Silver Fox special. I'm not doing that. Not on my dime, Old Man River. No, rushing me already. I'm gonna be here to watch it. Got to pull for the Vikings over the Eagles, but if you're going off of what we saw, I don't know about that. We'll see, though. Renters Insurance. Visit progressive.com. Well, it's been an unprecedented several days here at MetLife, with more than 250,000 fans attending four major events in 5 days. Sold out Carol G concerts Thursday, Friday. NBC and their crew had the game last night with the Giants and the Cowboys, Monday Night Football. First game in the same stadium for the first time since 1987. Here is a pass out on the edge. Come on, let them know we're still here. That's right. Let them know we're still here.
Around the clock to make this happen, including our crew. Many of whom have been here since 4 o'clock this morning. And Kane gets 6. And you can't even imagine.
Oh, bench this motherfucker, bro. I can't stand. This is going to be a rough season, dude. If he's going to be quarterback, I might not watch it. I don't know. I can't suffer again for no reason, dude. I can't see it.
Williams makes his seventh tackle of the half. It's third and less
and one.
Well, once again, then it becomes incumbent on this defense to keep this offense in the game. And you can only imagine how deflating it is, not only for the offense, but for the entire team. This defense included, when you lost your quarterback, that just joined the team this year with such high expectations. Allen picks up the first down, and a timeout is taken
by the Bills, their first.
Coming up on the All-State halftime, Peyton Manning will join Scott Van Pelt to chat about the first half. Wanted to talk about what we have seen here tonight. Timeout, we'll take a break. First down for the Bills, up 7. We come back.
DirecTV Sports Central gives you access to...
They can't do this!
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
I need to know that I can trust you.
And you don't?
Well, it'd be a pretty cold bastard who didn't want revenge for the death of someone he loved.
You don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to go chasing him. He's not important.
Not exactly Christmas, is it?
Purgatory. A little detour on our way to paradise.
How long do you think we gotta stay there?
Now that's different for everybody. You add up all your mortal sins and multiply that number by 50. Then you add up all your venial sins and multiply that by 25. Wear them together, and that's your sentence. I figure I'm gonna have to do about 6,000 years before I get accepted into heaven.
This is fucking crazy. I wouldn't have thought that we'd be going into overtime. It's 2 seconds left in the fourth quarter. And the Bills just hit the luckiest goddamn field goal I think we're going to see all season long, son. You heard that shit bang. This kid knows how to hit an angle. Fuck, he put English on that goddamn ball. That's fucked up. What's the deal, man? What are we doing? We're kneeling. Right.
And those folks packed in here at MetLife get to see some more.
Bro, I can't take it.
We'll show the coin toss and then take a break.
I don't know what to think, man. I don't. Is Zach Wilson waking up?
John Perry was going.
Maybe. Try not to get excited right now. The kid's actually starting to fight a little bit. The Cabbage Patch Kid is making a comeback. Dude, you know what's ridiculous? They don't have a fucking another quarterback on the roster right now, dude. I think what they did was they cut the third guy, right? They had the CFL guy. They had Mustang Mike, Wilson, this Boyle kid. They cut Mustang Mike. I don't know where the CFL guy went to. And this Boyle guy is not on the roster, right? So all they had is Rodgers, Wilson. Rodgers is out. His ankle is fucked. We ain't seeing him, I'm telling you. Week 5, probably after. Right? So, leaves it up to this Wilson guy. If he gets wrapped up, If he gets wrapped up, we're stiffed, I guess. I mean, I've played Madden before, right? But I wouldn't think, I don't understand, how did they do that? Is it from putting Cook in with Hall? Did that push it over? Was it on defense? Did we got an extra guy? Where did this move happen at? I don't look at rosters and shit, so I don't know. Yeah, this is actually a fucking game. How do you like that? I'm shocked. I'm shook. Actually, I really am. Wouldn't have expected it, to say the truth. I figured, well, that's the end of that. Alright, we're fucked now. But we're in it still. Even if this doesn't go well, I'll say, in overtime, it made it to overtime. As soon as Rodgers went out, you know, it's like, all right, that's it, we're done for. But between the defense and the running backs, they're not ready to give it up. Wilson got whacked, so maybe he's overcome his fucking fears here. Maybe he'll show up now. Let's hope so. Come on. Bills get it first. I didn't even bother doing this for the second half because I don't want to say the same shit for another hour. If Wilson wants to make me eat my words, I'm down with that. Come on.
Josh Allen on that
time for the spirit.
Drive with a field goal that ended it. At four completions, three of them went to Stephon Diggs.
We got 10 minutes in overtime. 16-16 is the score. First of 15 is where we're fucking at. Buffalo's got the ball. What's happening? Get that fucking man, bro. Ugh. Dude, the defense is wild today. Whitehead, four interceptions, bro. This kid is the best fucking. He's out of his mind. Sauce has been all over the place. Breeze Hall, right? Who else? Williams, obviously.
He's just an absolute force inside. This defense
of the other Wilson
has really been good. They've been as good as advertised coming in.
Come on.
They're down to 12.
Get that man. Gibson, you got this, boy. Look at this motherfucker. That's right. Earn your money, baby. Yo, shut the fuck up. Dude, that is the shit right there. What's up, HBO? Right? That's what this motherfucker is thinking right now. You just blew the doors off this joint. I'm so happy for this cat right now. They're using all type of language you can't use on TV. Yo, they turned the lights out. They turned the lights out.
And the young man Xavier Gibson from Stephen F. Austin, undrafted, forced his way onto this team.
Yeah, he did. Talk about it. Come on. Yeah, there's the lights. Turn them back on, thank you. Look at this motherfucker, boy. Come on. Fancy footwork out here. Whew. Come on. Overtime win over the fucking AFC champs, right? That's what they were saying. The leaders in the division for the last 3 years. That's what I heard. Ah, fucking, that's how you do it, motherfucker.
For the New York Jets, Jazz Surratt, the
who said, what about Green Bay? What's that about a retirement home? Come on now.
Take another look at Robert Saleh on a night when he lost his 39-year-old quarterback. Just watched his special teams win the game, and here's Surratt.
You're goddamn right he did.
55.
Ah, look at this fucking beauty.
Yep.
See you later, cat.
Not cold on the field.
I'm out. Appreciate you, sir.
And it gets Xavier Gibson into the end zone with a tremendous effort on the punt return to win it.
How about them Jets, huh?
Thank you, Joe. Xavier, take me through that game-winning punt return.
Bro, what is your chain about, son? Guys fucking kill me, bro. You're on a trip. You really are. That's fantastic. Well, how you like that, bro? They shut me the fuck up, didn't they? Now let's see what you do next time. That's what I'm interested in. Try to keep it relaxed, right? I'm not getting my hopes up too fucking high. Maybe we could do something. Maybe. But that kid's gotta fucking get it together, man. He's squeamish. You can't, you gotta know what the fuck you're doing, bro. You gotta be comfortable. Like, I know you're new, but come on, man. is what you get paid to do, bro. You gotta act like it. I gotta shut the fuck up. Kids got school. And my old ass should be in bed asleep already. But I'm gonna finish my bowl first. And I'll take my old tired ass to bed. On a fucking win. How you like that?
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance or training purposes.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hello, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Centromia Street. I'd like to tell you what today's letter is, but I am really f***ed up. Hey, Big Bird, do you know what today's letter is?
Sure, Kermit. Today's letter is... joint.
Yeah. Big Bird, joint is not a letter. It is a word.
Sorry, kid. Today's letter is three.
Big Bird, three is a number.
Exactly. The number three, which is how many joints I've smoked today. Kermit, are you with me?
God, I'm stoned.
Me too. Guys, show, go on. Come on.
Thank you, Elmo. How about we say our ABCs, Big Bird?
Okay.
A B C D E F R G Q K C R C.
I forgot what we were doing, Kermit.
Did you just call me Kermit?
Yes, I did.
Kermit the Frog here. Okay. That's all the time we have for today. Goodbye, kids. Today's show was brought to you by the letter...
Bong.
And the number...
God, you're messed up.
You. The number two.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, kids.